away from the pain. You drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I run to you, this tainted love you've given, I gave you all the boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not really. Oh, tainted love.
Welcome to STFU Radio. I'm Dr. Loxy Toue, and
I am Thug Styles.
And today we're going to be talking about some news like normal, and then we're also going to talk about how to get free music from RealPlayer, how to speed up Windows purely through software configuration, shutting down computers remotely on a network, and getting around the Windows Update protection that makes it so that you have to have a legit copy of Windows. We have no email today.
Wait, you missed one.
I did? What?
Mass shutdown of a network.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Or that's what I said.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear it.
Pay attention, damn it! Okay. Yeah, we lack email today, so people need to start emailing us. But, yeah, so it's interesting. If people have been visiting the website lately, they'll notice it's been down a lot lately, which was because I run it out of my living room, and my dad installed set up a server on his computer for going to websites that at work that is job blocks or something like that, and so they were like conflicting with each other. And I'm really confused now because I fixed it, but I'm not sure why it's working. It's like they're both. The port 80 is forwarding to my server on the router, but if you were to type in www.dr-z28.biz/all of his shit, then it would come up with his stuff, but you can still go to my server, and I'm like, wait, why the hell does this work? And it's confusing the hell out of me.
Whatever, as long as it works.
Yeah. I don't know, I think it might be this CGI script he installed on his one. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, that song we played for you earlier was a techno remix of Tainted Love by the original song is by Depeche Mode, and it's pretty badass. So, and we're going on here. We'll come to the news after this next song, and we're going to play King Without a Crown by Madish Yahoo. So, enjoy it.
Slow. wanna get down. A king without his crown, yes, I keep falling down. You really want to live, but can't get rid of your frown. Try to reach him to the heights and bound down, down on the ground.
Talk about is putting viruses on RFID tags. A research team at a university in Amsterdam recently came up with a method of how you could, they researched how to, all the vulnerabilities and insecurities in RFID tags, which are put on products, and it's like a barcode kind of, but it has a some computer stuff in it to track where the product is and such like that. So it can store small amounts of data. And they were able to make computer viruses that were, like, small enough that they could put them on the, they could infect the RFID tag with them, and then it would, like, report information to them, like, how much of a certain product there was, and where it was getting shipped to, and all that stuff like that. Yeah, so that could create quite a problem for companies that ship shit, because fairly obviously. let's see what else is here. So, like. Most companies probably won't bother to change this because it's less cost-effective to use another shit that is more secure, but or develop it. But yeah, they're gonna get screwed over a couple times, probably by activist groups and such. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I'm sorry.
Do you have any thoughts on this, Doug Stuff?
Not really.
Okay.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
That works. Next thing, a website report about there's a new way to dual boot Windows XP or put Windows XP on a Intel Mac. Usually Intel Macs have been completely Intel Macs have been Mac only. You couldn't install, were unable to install Windows XP or Linux on, or BSD on them, because it didn't use a BIOS. but group of people came up with a way to boot Windows XP using a special bootloader. Although I don't know why you would put Windows on a Intel Mac, considering that the whole point of Intel Mac would probably be to run Mac OS. But
exactly.
Yeah, a similar thing is going on with Linux too, so that could be pretty cool. So, yeah, I don't have the website or the thing on it, but or the website or the bootloader, but also the with Linux last month, this person said he was able to boot a copy of Gentoo Linux on there. So that's pretty neat, even though probably nobody would really want to put Windows XP on a Intel Mac.
Where there's very, very few people that actually own Macs to begin with, so.
Yeah. If they weren't so damn expensive, I'd get one. But $2,000 for the minimum on the MacBook Pro is pretty much completely out of my price range.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for the that iMac, $700 is also still out of my price range.
Yeah.
Once they get cheaper, I'll probably get one though. Eventually, hopefully. Next article. More kids are getting antipsychotic drugs. And this is about how the number of American children that are getting prescribed antipsychotic drugs like Ritalin and stuff like that has been like increasing a lot, and the number of people using them multiplied by about five times between 1995 and 2002, So, yeah, and that shit's pretty crazy. Like, I know people who use Ritalin like it's meth. So, I don't know. Everybody's probably met, like, tons of people who are diagnosed with ADD. And the thing I'm wondering is, like, since, before they had all this medication, it's not like there were less people with ADD, but they didn't, like, take any meds for it or anything. And those people seem to have gotten along pretty well without taking meth or, Ritalin.
Yeah, there's been an increasingly number of antidepressant users in Michigan lately.
Antidepressant prescription users or antidepressant let's get high users?
Prescription.
Oh.
Because of the economy and everybody losing their jobs in Michigan.
So everybody's all depressed?
Oh, there's a massive number. A doctor was saying that there's been about three times as many lately than normal.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not me. I am.
You have
sane.
A job to begin with? Oh, wait, yeah, you did.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of? Okay. Yeah, I mean, before we had, Ritalin and stuff like that, you know, people just, if you had ADD, you took, a fucking man. None of this, Ritalin shit for people, 20 years ago. No. And the majority of those people have seemed to turned out fairly well, so Ritalin seems like a very superfluous drug unless you are using it on the street to get really fucked up. But yeah. Last article we have is the sites selling child porn have been targeted by a bunch of companies, a group of 18 companies and organizations, including Bank of America, American Express, MasterCard, AOL, Yahoo, and Microsoft all teaming together to work against do websites, and basically what they're doing is they are trying to make it very difficult for the child pornography sites to earn money, because like American Express and MasterCard, those are like credit card companies, so if they crack down on people who are paying using American Express or MasterCard, then those people, that would be a big fat chunk of revenue out of the like child pornography websites money. So,
oh yeah, MasterCard's one of the biggest ones, so
yeah, but I don't think it's really going to work, because just there's way more than 18 methods of payment. So, I mean, if you block off a bunch of methods of payment, there's always going to be one left over. And I don't think it's going to work.
It could go two ways. I mean, you got to think, yeah, if there's only one method of payment left over and somebody's that desperate, they're going to go for that method of payment. But all at the same time, this could trigger a chain of events where all these other companies, like Visa or anybody else, PayPal, could get into this and start cracking down on it as well.
Hmm. Yeah, probably.
Then they'll have to start taking checks.
Yeah, even if all these companies, hell, people could just send in cash even, so it wouldn't, but then again, if people are sending in cash, then it would be pretty easy to actually physically find the people, so, yeah.
Exactly. Or if they're sending checks through the mail.
Well, checks are traceable, so you'd have to be a pretty big idiot to use a check for that kind of thing. So that pretty much wraps out our new section. So this next song is What You Know by T.I. So, have fun with it. And, we'll go into how to get free music from Real Player, speeding up Windows through software configuration, fucking people over a network by shutting down computers remotely, and getting around Windows Update protection. So, yes, we will be back soon.
Oh, shit, but say you want to squash it, what you still what? Talking for? I got it.
Back to STFU Radio. We're going to get into how to get free music from Real Player, then some other cool shit. So, yeah. Thug South will tell you about how to get free music from Real Player at this point in time.
Yes, yes. So, okay. You ever go to one of those music sites where you can listen to the music before you buy it? Like, the site I go to called VitalVinyl.com. That's VitalVinyl.com, where they have these kind of features. Many sites use it, but you preview the song, it streams it into Real Player. Well, in the old days, you could go to Windows Cache or the temp file and get your MP3 from it. However, they stopped that. When they found out people were abusing it, well, now they use Real Player. Seems secure. No, it's really not. You go to the music site, like VitalVinyl.com, find a song you like, then click the listen link. You get the option to play source from or save to disk. Save it to disk. Now go to where you saved this file. You'll notice it's something around 4 kilobyte. Size file with that RAM extension. Click it, it'll play the song, but it's still streaming. Okay, you open up the RAM file in Notepad or your favorite hex editor, whatever. You'll notice an IP address for the file name and the location of the server, along with two or three other tracks also. Copy and paste your track into your browser, and you'll start downloading the file. Now you'll notice you get when you get to it, that it may be in .acc format, or .rm, or even .p3. That's okay. Go to the download freeware programs that, what's the word I'm looking for here, that convert from one of those file extensions into MP3. Once you do it,
encoder?
You're good to go. I'm sorry?
Encoder? You're thinking of encoder, right?
Yeah.
MP3 encoder?
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
But, there you go. So that 99 cent MP3 or that, $10 music album is free now. It's the long and the short of the Real Player exploit. It's pretty interesting. Nobody really found out about it yet. It's pretty simple.
Nice.
Thank you.
Alright, so next thing we'll talk about is how to make Windows faster through just configuring it with configuring the software. Like, you could just make it faster by like getting a faster processor or buying more RAM or all that shit, but that'll take a big fat chunk out of your wallet. So you can do a bunch of like configuration shit to make it like to get your computer to be a lot faster. But it'll be free, of course. So remember, this is only for Windows. If you're in Linux or Mac OS or something like that, this will not work for you. So we're gonna go over a couple methods of it. The first way to make your system faster is get rid of automatic updating. So to do that, you go to Control Panel, you select System, go to the automatic update tabs and select turn off automatic updating. The automatic updates, they give you security updates and all that stuff. But when it's searching for updates and like updating and all that stuff, it makes your computer a lot slower. So it's generally a good thing to have like around just for security reasons. But you might want to like just turn it off while you're like playing some really demanding game or something like that.
I also like to mention on that the automatic updates is only with Service Pack 2, so obviously if you're not using a legit version of XP, you more than likely don't have SP2. But we're going to talk about how to get around that and get SP2 a little bit later.
Okay, and then if you're while you're at the automatic updating thing, you want to go over to System Properties and or go over to the Remote tab and disable Remote Assistance, which, it causes security vulnerabilities, as most people would guess, and it also makes your computer a bit slower when you use it. So then the next thing you should turn off is most of the startup items. When you first get Windows XP, it comes with a ton of startup items that you'll probably never use or need. So to get rid of those, you go to Run in the Start menu and type in msconfig. Go to the Startup tab once you're in there and uncheck anything that's unnecessary. Unnecessary tasks include quick launchers for programs that you can use after you've started your computer and a few hardware utilities like Microsoft Sidewinder controllers and that kind of stuff. You got to make sure you know what you're disabling, though. You don't want to, like, because there's some stuff in there that you absolutely need. So if you know what it is and know that you won't screw up anything by disabling it, by all means disable it, because it will make your system a lot faster. And some of them have fairly cryptic names, so if you don't know what it is, like, either don't touch it or Google it. And then also you can adjust the size of your swap. Windows calls it a virtual memory, but in essence it's swap, yeah. Normally it's pretty low when you first install the OS, but basically the higher you make it, the faster your computer will be. Okay, so to change that, you go to Control Panel, and you select System again. You go to the Advanced tab and click on Performance Settings, after which you go to the Advanced tab in that window. You can change the swap to pretty much anything there. Usually, for a decent system, your swap should be, by rule of thumb, about twice what your RAM is. But you can go higher than that and get even better effects, but it won't do much after that point. So, but you always can. After that, you can adjust your visual effects to be less taxing on your computer. Like, normally when you first install XP, you've got, like, all this pretty extra shit on there, and it's unnecessary. I mean, it looks good, but, yeah, it's unnecessary. And it takes up a lot of RAM and shit. So to change them to a lower quality, right-click on My Computer and select Properties. Then go to the Advanced tab, and in the Performance panel, choose Settings. Click the circle that says just for best performance, and it'll make your computer look like less sexy, but it will definitely pay off in speed and performance. Another configuration setting is the services that your computer runs. Windows has, like, a lot of unnecessary services running normally. So to change that, you can go to Control Panel, and you go to Administrative Tools from there. Then choose Services. You'll get a list of all the available services that you have. And then you can get rid of unnecessary services from there. You'll want to get rid of indexing service, automatic updates, or you don't get rid of them, you just set them on manual, actually. So you do that with indexing service, automatic updates, task scheduler, error reporting service, messenger, NVIDIA driver helper service, and portable media serial number. And then there's other services that you're wanting that you might not be using, so check on all of those before you choose what to disable. So if you so play around with stuff and figure out what you want to disable to get the maximum performance. Another bit extreme way is to change your performance is by changing the shell or the window manager on your Windows computer. Normally, you don't really change your window manager on Windows, but they do have some for it. One of the big ones is port a black box for Windows. Personally, I don't like black box all that much, but it's really low with the system, how much system like RAM and stuff it takes up. So if you want, so you can install Blackbox as a replacement shell for Windows. One of the ones that's a bit looks a bit better that I've used before is called Aston Shell. It uses less system resources, and it's a lot nicer looking too, I think. Like, in my opinion. And there's other ones, of course, out there, but I don't remember most of the names. So, yeah, if you follow those instructions, you'll pretty much get you'll get your computer to be, like, a lot faster, which can help if you're, like, doing stuff like, I don't know, like, if you're playing Counter-Strike on a computer that's fairly old and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's that for you. Next thing I'm going to talk about is about shutting computers down on a network remotely. Run with it. Good styles.
Yes. All right, so you're at school. You're bored. So I don't recommend doing this at school or the office or work. But it's always good fun. Especially if you're at a LAN. LANs could be the funnest for this. Okay, so shutting down computers remotely from a network. This only works on Windows XP, keep in mind. And the service has to be enabled. So you open up command prompt. You type in net space view. And it'll bring up the server name or the all the computers on the network. You want to copy and paste those into, like, Notepad or something so that you have reference to them later. Then you can go still in a command prompt, you type in shutdown minus I. That'll bring up a little GUI, and you can add computers to shut down. This is where you copy and paste the computer names to shut down. And you add each one individually. And you click OK. And it either gives them a 20-second message saying, you know, your computer's going to shut down in 20 seconds, or you can just have them shut down right away. You can also leave little notes in there. So it's always fun to mess with people on the network. That's pretty much the long and the short of that. You can mess around with it a little more by if you just want to shut down individual computers. It'd be shutdown minus R from the computer name. Or you could just type shutdown, and it'll shut down your computer if you just want to look elite. that's pretty much long and short of it. It's sweet, simple, and fun.
That's definitely something I can do next time I'm hella bored in the computer lab.
Yeah, I know my school uses it. They actually have a batch file for it. So I know that they have the service running. Vulnerabilities in school. Yay.
All right, and then the last thing we're going to talk about is getting around the Windows Update protection so you can, like, have an illegit copy of Windows and get SP2 and that kind of stuff.
But, of course, you should always have a legit copy because pirating bad.
Yes, yes, yeah.
If you're too cheap to buy Windows XP, then use this method, I guess. But anyways, so getting around the MS Genuine Validation. And I know first there was a way you could just type in, when you go there, you know, you have to get express updates, whatever, and it will start pulling up the whole thing where I ask you to validate your computer by checking it, whatever. And, you know, I have the address there, updates.microsoft.com, yada, yada, yada. Well, in the address bar, you'd replace it with JavaScript, colon, void, and there's a nice little chunk of code here that you'd type in. And what that would do is that if you hit enter, you wouldn't see anything happen, but you could go back to the updates and it would download everything. Since then, Microsoft's found out about that, obviously, and they've patched it. But now what you can do is when it asks you to click on the link or whatever, you copy the link in the address bar, send it to a friend, have them click the link, and send the address back to you. You put that in your browser, and then you're good to go. And that's how you're going to get your validation. That's one way. I know there's many other ways for it. Go ahead.
All right. Cool.
Were you going to say something about that?
No, I think you covered it pretty well. All right, so moving on, this next song we're going to play is called Stick That Thing Out by Little John, Yin Yang Twins, and Pharrell. It's a pretty awesome song, and when we come back, we're going to do plugs. So, yeah.
That's
check
mega Pharrell.
Oh. Turn me up, turn me up, turn me up, turn me up. Yo, turn me up, turn me up. Up some more. Up some more. Up some more. Yeah, up some more. I walk in the club so dashing. In the latest BBC fashion. The light from the strip club flashing. Keep the sparkle in my earrings dancing. 100 G makers tell they cremate us. Paper P in the lime green gators. Right chinchilla, $1 million neck glitter. Yeah, I got security. See that gorilla? When you got money, it's hard to hide it. Took my hand on my pocket and watched the eyes get big. Took a million and supersize it. All the bitches saying, hey, like my name is Isaac. Why you put me on blast like that? Shit, why you shaking with an ass like that? Besides, I wasn't really trying to slash like that. I got a girl, bitch, I ain't fast like that. It's Miami, time's wasting. Let that baseline keep you shaking. Look, end of the night, all my niggas is waiting. Not me, man, I told you I'm taking. Stick that thing out. Some more. Some more.
Fever.
Stick that thing out. Some more. Yeah, some more. Stick that thing out. Some more.
Some more. Fever.
Stick that thing out. Some more.
Hold it.
Yeah, some more.
I say, hey, number two, that fruit, that get on the floor if you got that boot. That shake what your mama gave ya. Shake what your mama gave ya. I say, hey, number two, that fruit, that get on the floor if you got that boot. That shake what your mama gave ya. Shake what your mama gave ya. Dance too much food in your pants. Dance too much food in your pants. I say, dance too much food in your pants. Dance too much food in your pants. Well, shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Well, shake that. Let me see what you got. Hey, I said shake it, don't break.
she dance in the club, and yeah, she goes off. If you got a little money, she taking her clothes off. If you dance like a motherfucking dance machine, taking her ass to the beat for me. Nigga ain't spending more money than a little bit, but I really love that shit. I love that shit.
Big bitch with a dry to fall. You get her off in the truck and she down the soil. I don't know the bump. She don't like knee pads, she scrub them up. Her legs, daddy, her hat, booty cat with a head that's trill. Type of bitch, have a nigga not paying bills.
For real.
My goddamn self. Fuck 30 niggas and she don't need help.
Stick that thing out some more.
Some more.
Stick that thing out some more. Yeah, some more. Some more. She really likes to party. She really likes to dance. She really likes to dance. Dance.
Dance.
Dance.
Dance. Oh, I like the way you dance, girl. Let's bring that shit over here and dance on a nigga like me. Keep shaking that thing, girl. Keep popping that thing, girl. Keep shaking that thing, girl. Keep popping that thing, girl.
Welcome back to STFU Radio. We're going to go into some plugs now. First plug I have is for IP Call, which is a cool little service that it lets you get calls to, it lets you get a free Washington phone number for your FWD number. So now I have like a phone number people can call to reach me on my computer on FWD. So it's free for me, and yeah, which is pretty damn awesome. I'd heard of it a few times before, but I never really looked into it, and now I'm using it, and it's cool. I dig it much.
Cool.
Yeah, I got it from I read about it in the latest 2600 issue about it was the one where he was talking about what's it called, phone system loopholes using VoIP. So if you have the issue and haven't read that article, read it because it's really cool. Next thing I got to plug to is flash drives, because I was in Mexico today looking for some shit, and then I passed by the flash drives, and they were really cheap. And up until now, I pretty much haven't gotten a flash drive. I figured, why the hell would I ever need a flash drive? And now I'm wishing I got one earlier, because they're fucking awesome. I can, like, it's like my slash home directory for very small files and one huge video that I have on there that I can, like, carry between all my computers. And I was like, this thing is cool.
Welcome to 1999.
Yeah, I'm a bit behind, but yeah, it's pretty cool now that I have one. Yeah, so I can carry around shit on my keychain, and I'm like, wow, this is elite.
Woot, woot.
Woot indeed. Bugstyles, you found anything to plug to yet, or?
I have a plug, I just can't think of the damn name of it.
Okay, well, I'll go on, and if you think of the name on it, just talk after I'm done talking.
I'm going to run into the house real fast, so go ahead.
All right. My last plug goes out to Fluxbox. Before and now, I've always used GNOME. And it's not that I didn't like GNOME, and I just, like, got kind of bored with it. So, I mean, there's really no window manager I don't like using. Like, I don't like KDE, really, because it's bloated and, like, takes up a lot of system resources. But it's actually, like, just if I had, like, a gig of RAM, then it would be, like, fucking awesome. So I even though I flame KDE'd a lot, I still like KDE, basically. But I was looking for an alternative just for some variation, and I tried all this shit, and it was okay, but it wasn't really, I didn't like it all that much. Then I was reading this thread on BinRev about what Windows managers everybody used, and a bunch of people said Fluxbox, so I tried that, and I'm just like, wow. So I'm using Fluxbox now, and it is fucking amazing. It uses barely any system resources while still being, like, pretty sexy. So
yeah, I do agree with that.
I very much dig it.
Okay. You want my plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's a Windows shell that I've been using for quite a while. It's nice. It uses a lot less system resources than Windows XP, the original shell, whatever, and whatever other Windows shell there was out there. Anyways, the shell that I'm using is called Lightstep. Some of you may have heard of it, some of you may not have. I think it's pretty badass. It's got a lot of good shit to it. Check it out. Yeah, check it out.
Sounds sexy. Sounds erotic. Sounds okay. I'm not gonna go into all that shit, but yeah. So that wraps it up for plugs. Unless you have anything else to say, are you good?
I'm good.
All right. So next song we're gonna play is a good techno song I found recently. It's called Insomnia by Benny Benassi. So dig it.
Sounds.
welcome back to STFU Radio. We're going to go into some shots now, and then we're going to wrap up the show. So my first shout will go out to Break Dex, because I read his article on VoIP in 2600, and it was fucking awesome. So, and I have a pretty elite VoIP setup thanks to him. So, yeah, shouts to him, even though I don't really know him, but yeah, shouts to him anyway. You got any?
Shouts to Goons, because that's where I got most of my little articles today. And, yeah, shouts to them. Goons.net. Hate
hey.
Them, love them, but hate them more.
Okay. My last shout, my second last shout goes to Gray Area. I noticed you got published in the latest 2600 issue. So, yeah, congratulations to him. Because it's pretty cool. Yeah. Even though I know he's been telling people that it's a version that he doesn't like that got published in 2600 and then that the good version is in Digzine. So, yeah. But yeah, shouts to him. So, you got any others?
Shouts to, I can't even pronounce the damn handle, but Animal, I guess. I don't know, he was one of the mods on LeechIt.com, and me and him plan on starting LeechIt back up. So, look forward to that. Kudos to him. Kudos to me.
Wait, isn't LeechIt like porn passwords?
It's based more around cracking, like HTTP access and form username and fields and whatnot from websites. Yes, mostly.
For getting porn passwords.
That's most of what they did. But I'm gonna kind of change that around because I'm gonna be the person pretty much in charge of it now.
Awesome. All right, so unless you got any more, is that it for the show? And the last song we're going to play is called Back in the UK by Scooter. It's pretty elite, so dig it. And yeah, have a nice night, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Welcome, Porcelain! You wild as good as we can. Won't stop us now, we're gonna make you move. Raving outside to the passionate groove. So I wanna check the microphone, I wanna check the microphone, I wanna check the Ray, the Paris, the MCHB Scooter. Back in the UK. Join our trip to this weird place. Back to nature where we can be. Faster and harder, loud and free. I wanna check the microphone, I wanna check the microphone, I wanna check, I wanna check the Ray, the Paris, the MCHB Scooter. Back in the UK. 1996. We are still on the case.